So I don't know, man. You guys are rubbing off on me. It's not right. It's not right.
Those doors within the doors are nice.
Yep, yep.
I tell you, that's one thing I think Airstream should bring back. I think it'd be. I know there's a lot of work to it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they are cool.
One more place to leak.
Right. Well, a door is the hardest thing to do anyway. And then you stick a door within a door, and you're making two hard things.
Yeah.
Yep.
You
know,
but it is cool.
All right. Well, that's the ambassador update. If you guys have any questions or not, or we can move on to our listeners' questions.
Yes, we have listeners.
Yes, we do. A couple. Here we have Eric. He has a 65 Globetrotter, and he's wondering about dissimilar metals and what he should use to put his trailer together.
Yes, my name is Eric, and I have a 1965 Globetrotter. And my question for the panel pros is dissimilar metals. The issue with screws, they're rusted and whatnot. I'm assuming those were meant to be replaced periodically. What type of screw would you recommend, stainless steel or another type of metal that will rust and be the sacrificial metal? And I'm interested in hearing your opinion. Thanks a lot, guys. Love the show. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate that. Calling it in. Well, what do you guys think? What kind of screws do you like?
Well, basically where the steel screws, they're basically zinc-plated. They're used typically to hold on marker lights and on the ends of the drip caps and things like that, which I think you've all noticed where they've got sort of these rust streaks running down the side of the trailer if they haven't had any work done on them for any length of time. Really, you know, the zinc plating falls off over time. That's part of it. And then, of course, the rust comes. And you'll get dissimilar metal corrosion going on. I believe the same thing happens with stainless steel, but I think it's at a much lower rate. And we put stainless steel screws in everything now. And, you know, they look way better right off the bat. And anytime we put screws in anyway, we put a little dab of Vulcan, so you know, if you've got some kind of insulator of some degree between the aluminum and whatever fastener type you're putting in, that's going to help as well. Basically, stainless is far better than the steel ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the both 60 trade ones that I had that aluminum trim molding along the front, kind of where the banana wrap is, and they were all both screwed in, and every, you know, 8 inches, there was a screw with rust covered in aluminum, and you know, same thing, stainless screw replacement. I think it probably, like Colin said, smaller rate, but probably a slower process of rusting. So I'd go stainless myself too.
Okay, we got another question from Barb here. Let's hear what she has.
Back at 248. And I am a new Airstream owner of an older one, a 65 Caravelle, and I wanted to know when your programs were on telecasted, and I have a question about one of the burners that you put in one of them, range top, two burner range top, what kind it is, where to get it, so forth. Again, my number is 248. My name is Barb, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you kindly. Bye.
Oh, thanks, Barb. I guess she wants
us
to call.
Who wants to speak to Barb?
Yeah.
Call?
I think we should give Barb a call.
Yeah? You want to call her up and see?
Sure.
All right. See if we can surprise her.
Dial in that number she just repeated twice.
Yeah. I haven't
leafed it yet. That's okay. Be a show.
We'll let Tim do the talking. Tim's the host, right?
Do you want to hold the conference call and initiate a new call? No, I don't want to do that. How do I add her?
We have the technology.
Yeah.
Hello, Barb. You're on now.
All right, let me get Barb on, and I might have to connect back to you guys. Here we go. Both of you guys there?